Hey there, welcome back to the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. While I've been here in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge, this place is truly one of the most beautiful places in all of Oregon. Like, it's stunning. When I come down off of Highway 97 from Goldendale and go into the gorge and see, like, see the Columbia River Gorge, it's just so, so stunning. Like, oh my God, so beautiful. And one of the things I like to do while I'm here, because it's so lonely. It's really lonely here. So many of my friends have moved away from this area, and things just keep changing. You know, it's been 3 years since I left, and every year, little pieces of it that used to feel like home are gone. Now, next month, my favorite bar that I've watched so many wonderful small bands play at will be closing forever. It's been there for decades, and now it's closing because the building was purchased. They're remodeling it, turning it into a hotel, and they're raising the rent three times the amount of what they're paying now. And I know the bar owner was already kind of wanting to retire, so it will be leaving as well. And it when you go on a journey like this, and maybe for some people it's similar to when you leave home and go to college, or you leave home because of a career, your hometown, and you go for a career. For me, I never missed my hometown. Honestly, I go back to Newburgh, Oregon, where I grew up, and I don't miss anything about it. And I never missed anything about it. And I never look back with the nostalgia that I have about Hood River and this area. The last 3 years has been really hard. Last year, I spent 6 months here because of nostalgia. Like, I was really seeing if I could like fit back into it. And I look back on that and I was like, that was delusional, because I freaking love living in Mexico, honestly. I love the culture. I love everything about it. But for some reason, I was just sucked back into it last year. But I, coming back this year, I was like, oh, I'll spend a month or 6 weeks. And now after 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm ready to go back to Mexico, because it feels like home, but it's not. And this is the weirdest thing. And when I try to explain this to people, I feel like I'm just having like, you know, like some weird crisis. But I'll go for a walk here. This is where I was trying to get to. I'll go for a walk down the street and just look at butterflies. And there's so much white-tailed deer here. It's beautiful. Like in this, my grandpa's backyard just today, there was a mommy deer with her yearling with two her twins. She had twin baby deer, fawns. They have little white spots. And they're freaking adorable. And they come so close to the house. And I'm just like watching them. And so anyway, I go down and I'm walking and I'm contemplating life, and I'm like, this feels so familiar, but it gives me an anxiety. I don't want to get stuck here. I want to keep moving forward. I don't want to be sucked back into this. I want to go back to Mexico, where it feels like things are like that. It's like this big adventure and it's exciting, but it also feels like home. Every time I get back to Sihuanejo and I get back into my apartment and I see the view of the ocean, I'm just like, oh, I don't care how sweaty and hot I am or how many cucarachas come into my apartment at night. I love it. It feels like home. And when I come here and it's home, but it's not home, like everything's the same, but it's different. It's so weird. It's so, so weird. And it's been the theme of this whole 2 weeks. I've been here 2.5 weeks now, and I've been here 2 weeks. I have a week and a half left. I was here for 3.5 weeks, but I was in Colorado for like 4 days or so. But my theme, every time I talk to someone, I'm like, this feels like home, but it also doesn't feel like home. I feel like I'm stuck in this void. Like I want to be like, oh, this is safety and this is fine, but also I'm like, danger. My brain's like, danger. And I don't know, it's very weird. And I think that's because I'm officially transitioning into becoming at peace with the fact Mexico is my home, and Sihuanejo is my home. Over the last few months, since February, I had been progressively moving my things to Querétaro, and I really like it. But every time I come back to Ziwa, I love being in Ziwa more. And so I've decided that after the beginning of November, November 7th is when my lease ends, and I'm just going to terminate my lease, pull my stuff out. And so my friend's going to help me drive my car back with all my things and move back to Siwanejo and really settle into my life there. I'm thinking about buying something. And so it's cool to come full circle after 3 years, because when I first got to Ixtapa, Siwanejo, I really was like, oh no, we're going to go to Cancun. We're going to go to Playa del Carmen. We're going to Tulum. We're going to go to all these other places and visit and see more friends and go to a cooler place. There's always like this cooler town I wanted to go to. And then every time I'd travel and go somewhere else, I'd be like, oh, I want to go back to Ziwa. And then now I was like, oh, I'm going, I'm moving. I'm going to take this big leap. Tangerine Travels, the big YouTubers that came from Arizona and traveled all around Mexico. They say Querétaro is the best place to live in all of Mexico. And I went there and I was like, this place sucks. I want to go back to the beach. I don't trust your advice. I don't like Querétaro. I want to go back. And so now I'm it's final. Ziwa is my home. I love it there. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to settle into that. And then I'm just going to travel around to all these different places. And thank God, they have a direct flight from Ziwa to Querétaro every day of the week now. And I'm so grateful for that, because I told myself when I got my first life coaching client, because you know I have a marketing agency and now I've moved into life coaching. Months ago, when I got my first life coaching client, I told myself I was going to get hair extensions, and they don't do hair extensions in the beach. I have to fly up to Querétaro, and I have this amazing lady I've been doing it with. It's $90 every month to redo the extensions and take care of my hair. And so I'm going to take that flight. Otherwise, I have to have an 8-hour bus ride. So this 1-hour flight, fucking fantastic, you guys. I'm stoked for it. And on Wednesdays, it's like $7 for the flight one way. And I'm like, score, check in that box. I'm gonna pay for that flight, and that's what I'm gonna be doing every month. Is especially while I have my apartment there, I'll just, it's gonna be great. I'm stoked. So anyway, with that, I have rambled enough, and I'm here to say that the journey to moving to an entirely new town where you don't know anybody is hard. And when I left Hood River, it was this, like, I need to go find a place that feels like home. And it took me 3 years to decide that Siwanejo was my home. And it took me moving to another town and traveling all over to be like, no, this feels like home. And making that conscious decision for the first time in my adult life, because even in Hood River, I was always like, okay, I'm here for a while. Like, even before the pandemic, I was like, oh, I'm kind of on my way out. I want to go somewhere else. And now it's like, no, I have found a place that feels like home. And that feels fantastic. Because isn't that what we're all seeking, is this sense of home?
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.